I do want you to be happy, it began with a yearning earnestness. I do so want you to be good. Please, please be good, and... 2 minutes later, the voice and the soma vapor had produced their effects. In tears, the deltas were kissing and hugging one another, half a dozen twins at a time in a comprehensive embrace. Even Helmholtz and the savage were almost crying. A fresh supply of pillboxes was brought in from the bursary, a new distribution was hastily made, and to the sound of the voices' richly affectionate baritone valedictions, the twins dispersed, blubbering as though their hearts would break. Goodbye, my dearest, dearest friends. Fort keep you. Goodbye, my dearest, dearest friends. Fort keep you. Goodbye, my dearest, dearest. When the last of the deltas had gone, the policeman switched off the current. The angelic voice fell silent.
Will you come quietly? Asked the sergeant, or must we anaesthetize?
He pointed his water pistol menacingly.
Oh, we'll come quietly,
the savage answered, dabbing alternately a cut lip, a scratched neck, and a bitten left hand. Still keeping his handkerchief to his bleeding nose, Helmholtz nodded in confirmation. Awake and having recovered the use of his legs, Bernard had chosen this moment to move as inconspicuously as he could towards the door.
Hi, you there!
Called the sergeant, and a swine-masked policeman hurried across the room and laid a hand on the young man's shoulder. Bernard turned with an expression of indignant innocence.
Escaping? He hadn't dreamed of such a thing. Though what on earth you want me for, he said to the sergeant, I really can't imagine.
You're a friend of the prisoners, aren't you?
Well,
said Bernard, and hesitated.
No, he really couldn't deny it.
Why shouldn't I be?
He asked.
Come on, then,
said the sergeant, and led the way towards the door and the waiting police car.